Welcome to Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. Thanks so much for tuning in. Spring is here in full force now after a great weekend of 70-degree weather, and golf is at the forefront. We just finished the Masters tournament, and folks are starting to clean their clubs off and get out to the driving range. So I thought no better person to talk golf with than Bill Morey, who is the owner of Meridian Sun Club in Haslett, Michigan. He's a PGA professional. He knows the game and all about the game as much as anyone I know. Bill, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's great to talk with you again. As I mentioned earlier, I'll be coming to see you for some lessons. My son, Case, was ranting and raving about your son, Chris, who helped him out quite a bit. He's a tall dude. He's 6'7", trying to play the game. And I know you've mentioned me before, tall guys have a harder time with the game.
Well, that can be the case, although I have another one of my assistants is 6'7", and he plays a pretty good game himself. So I think we're starting to see taller and taller players get to the top of the game, especially when you look at somebody like Scottie Scheffler.
When I think about Scottie Scheffler, I look at that guy, and he just looks like the average guy out there playing golf. And it got me to thinking, he's 27 years old. It really seems like the great golfers have this lifespan. Let's take Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Tiger out of the equation, where for a decade or more, they dominated. But it seems like these younger guys really get on this roll here. Tell us a little bit about Scott and what you think about him and his game and where he's going.
I think he's got the right mentality and the right attitude to keep this momentum going for quite a while. I think he's a pretty good golf swing, which allows him to hit an awful lot of different kinds of shots. So he's, even though he likes to play a fade, he seems to be able to hit a controlled draw, and he can hit it high and hit it low when he needs to. You know, I think just his personality and the way he approaches the game, it's in many cases, it's a lot like Nicklaus. You know, he's very competitive on the course, but he doesn't live and die golf. He has balance in his life. He's got a good team around him. He's going to start a family now. And so I think he has a lot of balance, which takes some of the pressure off of him when he's playing. And I think the game can mean too much to you sometimes, and winning can be too much. But I think to him, I think he feels like he's where he belongs in life. And it seems to be coming pretty easy to him right now.
Bill, we have another professional golf tournament, as you know, the LIV Series. Tell me what you think about this battle between LIV and the PGA.
Well, I think it's very unfortunate, but I think it was just a matter of time before somebody tried to compete with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour has pretty much had a monopoly on the sport for a long time, and it was just a matter of time for something like this to happen. It's unfortunate it happened the way it did, and I hope, and I'm sure at some point, the two will come together and come up with a compromise. The money is so big that you can't fault the players for doing what they're doing. It certainly has hurt the tour. I think we're seeing a lot of young players getting an opportunity. And so you're seeing new players come in that are really showing that they can be competitive and play a great game, and it makes it for good entertainment. But I think everybody still wants to see the best players and see Brooks and Dustin and those guys play on the PGA Tour. So I hope that at some point they'll be able to bring the two together.
Is this watering down professional golf with folks not being able to see all the best golfers at tournaments? Do you think we'll lose fans because of this?
Well, I think we'll probably lose a certain number of fans. On the flip side, it gives these young budding players another opportunity. So you're seeing the Ludwig Auberts, and you're seeing some of these guys step up and play at a high level. So we're getting more tour winners. You're getting an awful lot of young players. And these guys are coming out of college after long junior careers and great college careers, being able to compete on the PGA Tour almost right away. And that just shows that, you know, the game is in great shape, and these young players are training hard and learning at a very young age.
Bill, what's the state of the golf business in the state of Michigan? How are we doing?
I think the golf business is very strong right now. Our business was probably one of the few businesses that actually benefited from what happened in 2020. People were out of work and couldn't run their own businesses, and people came back to the game that had left it for a while. It's brought a whole new group or demographic to the sport. So I say our demographic has gotten much, much younger and much more active. And I think people are playing it for a variety of reasons, but it really is the golf industry and golf courses around the state are doing quite well right now and are very healthy and starting to reinvest in their properties. And I think golf's in a great place in Michigan right now.
We're talking with Bill Morey, who is the owner of Meridian Sun Golf Club in Hazlett, Michigan. When we come back, Bill, I want to talk a little bit more about the golf business in our great state. I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
The attorneys of Foster Swift, Collins & Smith offer legal counsel to businesses, families, individuals, and municipalities throughout Michigan. Clients know they can count on Foster Swift for all their legal needs, from straightforward wills to sophisticated business transactions and complex litigation. Learn more about Foster Swift and how they can assist you at fosterswift.com.
Welcome back to Media Business. I'm Tony Connolly. We're talking with Bill Morey, who is a Michigan PGA professional as well as the owner of Meridian Sun Golf Club in Hazlett, Michigan. Bill, I just always get the sense that we in the media, including myself, haven't done the just coverage when it comes to the golfing industry in the state of Michigan. We hear about Florida, we hear about California and other locales. But as I started getting into the game a little bit more with my family, I'm amazed at how many awesome courses we have here in the state. I think we in the media need to do a little bit better at promoting that.
Well, there's no doubt Michigan is blessed with a lot of really, really nice courses and a lot of courses. So, I mean, I think we still are the number three state number of courses. And so we blessed with a lot of different types of courses, value end, mid-range and high end courses. So it's really accessible to almost anybody that wants to take up the sport. So whether you're playing a course like Meridian Sun or playing a course like Eagle Eye, you know, people can have a good time at all of those types of facilities, whether they're paying $35 to play or $125 to play. We've got great resorts around the state. You know, the golf industry brings in a lot of revenue from outside the state as well, which is beneficial to Michigan in many ways. And so certainly I see that continuing for quite a while.
Bill, why is Michigan such a popular place to run golf courses, to design golf courses, to build golf courses? The great designers, including Jack Nicklaus, decided to come here. What's our state have?
Well, I think it has a lot of beauty. And so when you can build courses near other attractions like the Great Lakes, it makes for a very popular destination. So when you combine other things for people to do, it brings people in to play golf, maybe hop on a boat and go out on a lake, enjoy the beaches around the state. So I think that's a big part of it. There's an awful lot to see in Michigan besides play golf. So I think you can do an awful lot with that. Plus, I think the more golf courses you have, the more resorts you have, it attracts more people because they can play a variety of different places. So you've got the Arcadia Bluffs, you know, you've got places like Crystal Mountain and Boyne Mountain, great places like that. So I think it attracts a lot of people to Michigan. And of course, I think golf is a great off-season activity for resorts when we're in the ski business. So all these ski resorts needed something to do in the summertime, and they've made some great golf courses to complement their ski business. And fortunately, after a winter like this, they were probably looking forward to golf season.
What can be done to help the golf industry, to help you be better at your business?
I think the biggest thing is, I think sometimes people think that golf courses are not always good stewards of the land. And I think the golf industry has done everything it can to make sure that people should understand that we have professional training, we have professionals operating golf courses and taking good care of the land and making sure and good care of the waterways. So we exist as a complement to nature. And I think that's important for people to understand. I think if there's one thing that, you know, threatens the business is that, you know, the environment and people feeling like golf courses aren't good for the environment, but in actuality, statistics would show that they are, for sure. So
that's interesting you bring that up, Bill, because I would think golf courses, the ones that I've seen, you're very good stewards of the land. I don't know if they maybe worry about weed control or runoff, or what are the concerns that you hear that are false?
Well, I think some of those things are what people get concerned with. Obviously, there are a lot of things that we do to make sure that the golf course stays in nice condition and we have good playing conditions. But I think we're using the types of products that are good for our properties, but are not bad for the environment. And I think the industry as a whole continues to improve what they offer and what they do on courses. And I think most golf courses today are trying to become less dependent on any kind of a chemical and more using more natural ways to enhance their golf experiences. So I think you're seeing more and more of that. And I think you're seeing even golf course architecture move in that direction to make golf courses more natural and sustainable without using any kind of chemicals and harsh chemicals that way.
What's new in your business? What's something that you folks are doing more that maybe we're not aware of? Or what do you see in the future of golf when it comes to golf courses?
Well, I mean, obviously golf has changed, you know, with places like Topgolf and entertainment, you know, businesses like that. It's brought a lot of new people to the game. And so golf courses are adding more of those types of entertainments to the course. Like, you know, you have TrackMan range and you have Topgolf range or TopTracer range. Ranges are very popular. I think different types of events. So scrambles are obviously very popular with people, but also having scramble events where you compete against one another, that's become a very popular thing at most golf courses, and especially attracting young people. And I think the last thing is I think we have, you know, we have an awful lot of young people coming into the game that are enjoying the game for what it is and enjoying being outside. And so, I mean, I think that's really what's happening in the industry right now.
Bill, when we come back, we've got one final segment. I want to ask you the first two questions. One will be, who's easier to teach, old folks or young golfers, or men or women? We'll do that next here on Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.
This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. We're talking with Bill Morey. All right, Bill, let's put you on the spot here. Who's easier to teach, men or women?
Well, I think it just depends on the individual, right? So I think in many cases, I think men probably have their minds made up a little more than women. So sometimes you have to change their mind rather just to influence them to think the way you want them to think. So I think sometimes guys are a little tougher, depending on what their expectations are, where women, I think the one thing you need to do with women is you just need to encourage them more and not beat themselves up so much. So women have a tendency to want to be perfect right away. And so that doesn't make it easy to learn when you're teaching someone. Where guys tend to have a little more in their heads, and sometimes you got to empty out the attic a little bit before you can put some new stuff in it. So
Well, I want to ask you, who's easier to teach, older folks or kids? I can remember some of the conversations that we've had in the past. I remember you told me that a kid, a 5, 6, 7 year old, will just grab it and hit it, and he's not worried about all the aesthetics. Whereas someone my age who's just starting to take up the game is going to worry about all these things that might have that baseball swing. What's your take
on
that?
Well, I definitely think kids learn a little bit more from watching and just repeating and copying. Adults learn a little bit more through what they hear. And I think sometimes being a little too self-conscious can make it more difficult to learn. I think you can watch a kid and they can hit a bad shot and they forget about it immediately. And they usually come and tell you about all their good shots. When you talk to adults, they tell you about all the bad ones, right? Well, they can hit the nicest shots, but then as soon as they hit a bad one, that's the one they think of. Where kids are just the opposite. You know, they're very optimistic. They think every shot's going to be a good one until it's not. I think adults sometimes look at the opposite. You know, they're just trying not to hit bad ones sometimes, and instead of trying to hit the good one. So I think that's probably the biggest difference.
Bill, I know that you taught high school golf for a while. Tell me about high school golf in Michigan. Where are we when we compare ourselves against other states and their players?
Well, I mean, I think golf in Michigan's tougher when you compare, you know, what kids have to deal with here versus what kids can deal with when they're playing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months a year. But I do think that because there's so many indoor facilities now, kids can keep their games sharp. You're starting to see better players coming out of high school in Michigan. You know, some of the kids that are winning the state titles year after year are really top-notch players, or end up playing at pretty nice Division I schools. I think there's a growth. You're starting to see a growth in high school golf again. I think for a while we were seeing the numbers go down, but I think that's coming back. We're starting to see high school teams, you know, where you've got 20, 30, 40 kids coming out for high school golf at a particular school, where I think a few years ago, you know, teams were struggling to see 15 kids come out for a golf team, 15 to 20. So I think that's good for golf. And it shows that the youth programs that have been out there for years are starting to pay off, and kids are gravitating back to the sport. And I think the Golf Association of Michigan offers a great program with Youth on Course, where kids can play, you know, golf courses all over the state for $5 or less. That really has helped encourage kids to get out and play, and parents, and make it affordable for parents to take them out to play.
Bill, I recently spoke to some friends of mine who have kids who are in high school, especially juniors and seniors. And I thought something they said was interesting. Their kids who in the past had played baseball or ran track wanted to play golf because they wanted to have fun. And I thought that was an interesting observation from high school kids.
Yeah. And I think that's a change in the attitude. I think people are starting to find out that the game is fun, that you can spend a lot of time with your friends and your buddies on the course. And I think that makes a big difference. And you don't have to be a great player to enjoy the sport. You know, I hear that a lot from people when I find out somebody, meet somebody new, and they tell me they play golf. And I said, oh, that's awesome. And they said, but I'm not very good. And I said, well, you don't really have to be good to enjoy the sport, right? So, and everybody plays golf for different reasons, whether it's exercise or social. You know, you love the social aspects of it, or you just like to get out and be outside. So golf's such a great game for so many reasons. And it doesn't have to be played just, you know, because you want to shoot even par or better, right? There's room for that as well, but it's about all the other aspects.
Bill, best golfer you ever saw in person?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I know the best player I've ever played with was Bernhard Langer. So, and probably up close, he could hit it about as good as anybody I've ever seen. I mean, it was really special to see. And you can understand when you play with somebody like that, why he won major championships and was as successful as he was. But, you know, watching Tiger Woods hit a shot, watching Nicholas hit shots was very impressive. But, you know, getting a chance to play with somebody like that and see him do that for 18 holes is really special.
Best course you've ever played?
My favorite course is Pebble Beach. You know, I've been lucky enough to play St. Andrews and Pine Valley and some of the real great courses, but I just love the scenery. I just love the holes and the shots at Pebble Beach. You know, Pine Valley is more difficult and probably has more strategy involved, but I love Pebble Beach. And I also think of St. Andrews as the toughest simple course you've ever seen. So it's got the simplest layout and one of the most unique strategies of any course you've played. And you think of, you know, it was built 500 years ago, right?
Bill Morey is the owner of Meridian Sun Golf Club in Haslett, Michigan. If you live in the mid-Michigan area, you want lessons, you want family-friendly place to play golf, he and his family own and run that facility. I would suggest you go there. He's also a Michigan PGA professional. Bill, as always, it's great getting caught up. I will be booking my lesson here shortly. I appreciate you.
Great. I look forward to seeing you, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
This is Media Business. I'm Tony Conley. We'll see you next time on the Michigan Business Network.